Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Frank in Connecticut, who asks, I seem to remember you once mentioned that there is a way to correct past depreciation errors in computation or omission by filing a form as opposed to amending prior years. Did I hear correctly, or is this just wishful thinking on my part? Well, Frank, you're right. It became evident to IRS a long time ago that many people, especially those who prepare their own tax returns, really botch up their depreciation calculations. The fact is, the average taxpayer without a tax or accounting education doesn't understand the concept of allowed or allowable. What does that mean? It means if you're using a property in business, like your home office, you must take the deduction for depreciation. And when you didn't claim the deduction for depreciation, since you should have, when you sell the house or property, you're still going to have to pay tax on the depreciation recapture just as if you had used it. That's the law. To help people out, early in 2002, IRS issued Revenue Procedure 2002-9 to allow those people who were still using their property to catch up. Then, in 2004, IRS issued Revenue Procedure 2004-11 for those who've already sold the property and are just now getting hit with the taxes they didn't expect. What does this do for you? It lets you catch up and claim all the missed depreciation at one time on your most current tax return, so you're not penalized. This is instead of having to amend each and every return for all the open years, which otherwise would usually be limited to 3 years, and it prevents you from losing the deduction for all those years that are beyond the 3-year limit to amend tax returns. Vernhoven has an explanation of these procedures. Just a quick short tip, though. You'll be using Form 3115. Just turn to Schedule E on page 8 of 3115 to request approval for the catch-up depreciation. Fill out all the depreciation schedules to show your math, then get a tax professional to help you or to review your computations before you send it in. And remember, you'll find answers to all kinds of questions about depreciation and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.